with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Conservative activist Charlie Kirk has been assassinated.
Kirk was regularly present on cable TV. He leaned into the culture wars and highly praised Trump. In return, Trump spoke at Turning Point USA conferences.
They want to be too big to rig. You know, there gets to be a point where they can't rig it, so we have an expression. Charlie and I were just talking. It's called too big to rig.
The nonprofit organization advocates for conservative politics on high school and college campuses.
Correspondent Haya Panjwani. Authorities say Kirk was killed by a single shot in a targeted attack during an outdoor event Wednesday at Utah Valley University. Kirk co-founded the conservative youth organization Turning Point USA and was a close ally of President Trump. No one was in custody Wednesday evening as authorities seek a new person of interest in the assassination. That, according to a law enforcement official who spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss the ongoing investigation. Charlie Kirk's radio and podcast employer is remembering him as one of America's boldest Christian conservative voices.
The Salem Media Group says Charlie was more than a broadcaster. In the words of CEO Dave Santrella, Kirk was a fearless defender of truth and a faithful servant of God. He denounced the assassination as a cowardly and vile act of violence and said, "Our hearts are shattered for Charlie's wife, family, friends, colleagues, and the countless people whose lives he touched."
Correspondent Greg Clugston. Salem Media is the parent company of SRN News and Downhall.com. Authorities are seeking a new person of interest in Kirk's assassination, according to a law enforcement official. The Utah Department of Public Safety confirmed no one is currently in custody in the investigation. This is SRN News. The NRB is coming to Washington. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Officials with the National Religious Broadcasters are establishing an office on Capitol Hill. NRB CEO Troy Miller says, quote, "This is more than a new office. It is a permanent presence for Christian communication in Washington. Our new headquarters ensures that Christian media will continue to have a seat at the table for generations to come." Evangelicals are strong supporters of President Trump, and some Christian ministries are expanding their presence in Washington. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The New Orleans Archdiocese has agreed to a $230 million proposed settlement for survivors of sexual abuse by Catholic priests. The agreement paves the way for a final resolution to years-long negotiations amid a series of similar settlements by the Catholic Church. The New Orleans Diocese had filed for bankruptcy in May 2020 rather than handle each abuse claim separately. SRN News. Poland says it has shot down Russian drones that have violated its airspace. We hear more on this developing story from Eastern Europe by international correspondent Charles de Ledesma reporting.
Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk has written on social media that last night the Polish airspace was violated by a large number of Russian drones in an act of aggression, he says, as Russia launched aerial attacks on Ukraine. Poland's defense minister has written on X that more than 10 objects crossed into Polish airspace, and those that constituted a risk to Poland's security were neutralized. He's thanked NATO Air Command and the Royal Netherlands Air and Space Force for supporting the action with F-35 fighter jets. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.